I'm going to go now until the Mishnah. We're going to read the last part of the sugya from Eisvei on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph till the Mishnah. The Shkayach Shmo. Mo'at Adino Yelihin Malach Elam Shakil Ni Abedvoi. Eisvei. Again, the last thing we discussed in the Gemara was that Tumah is Kiman De'Isa Damya. We look at the Tumah like it's there, it's asleep, and if it meets another Tumah, then it wakes up. It's Choyze V'Neo. We said it's only Kiman De'Isa if it finds another Tumah. That was where we were holding. In other words, the Tumah is bottle. It's treated at its bottle. It will only wake up if it meets another tumah. It will wake up. So it's not totally dead. The bittle doesn't make it completely dead. So the Gemara now asks a kash, Eisvei. Eisvei, Eifel Kosher. You have Eifel Pora Dume, which is kosher. Kosher meaning it's actually, kosher is a way of saying it's tumah. Because Eifel Pora Dume is metame, right? It's metame. It's metayer esatame. It's metame esatoyer. So the halacha is now the eifah here doesn't mean plain eifah. If you look at the Rashash over here in the sugi, he says the ashes of the paradum is only metame after it's mixed with the water. Banivus, yeah, it's kedai to see the lashon of the Rashash. He says kefi miut yid. According to the little bit that I know, I don't know that Afer alone, because Rashi is mashma just the Afer alone. He says it has to be mixed with water. Anyway, so if that got mixed up, Afer makle, holchim achar roiv letame. We go after roiv. So meaning if it's roiv, poradume, it's metame. If it's roiv, Afer makle, plain Afer, it's not metame. Says the Gemara, comes out. If you tell me the tumah is there, and it's only sleeping, and if you isolate it, it's still there. So I understand that b'maga it's not metame when you touch it, because each part that you touch is not necessarily the eifer pora, but b'masa. Neither b'magaloi metame, letame b'mas. Should be metame b'mas. Says the Gemara, or itmar alo, amar avesi b'abchanin, etor me letame b'maga, avo metame b'mas. You're right. It is metame b'mas. Now again, we struggled with this last week. We're going to get it more, mitzvah Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, even clearer this week. That this whole idea something's metame b'maga, Ma'asa, not metame b'maga, is very unclear. And Tosfos by Yoshvitz is on it as well. Tosfos says maybe it's only the Rabbanan. Right? Because either it's bottle or it's not bottle. And if you're going to tell me, well, it's really here, but we could assume that we didn't touch it, which is the elementary way of reading the Gemara. The elementary way of reading the Gemara is, every time you touch it, you could say, I didn't touch the tumah. There's a roiv. Right, the Eifer Pora got mixed up with the Eifer Kosher. Every time I come into contact with the Eifer, I could say there's a roiv that I didn't touch the tumah. That's the way you would explain the Gemara on elementary level. If I pick it up, then obviously I picked up the tumah. As long as I'm busy touching, and like Zev said, even if you touch everything, each time you touch it, see Zev, I go to Sfar, I accept. It's not just anything that Zev says, I argue with. But again, that's only elementary. Because Lamaise, Ba'oimek, if you look a little deeper, that's not the case at all. Because you could touch every, depending on the size of it, you could touch it together and not pick it up.
It's hard to touch the whole thing without picking it up. We went through this
last week. That's not a good spot. Let me tell you something else. It could be difficult.
Your hand is touching the table, let's say.
That's not the issue. The issue is you can hold it like this too, just not lift it up. A. B. Let me just... Dr. Resnick, let me just make it like this. Let's say, just to make it very clear, so there should be no questions. Let's say you have 10 pounds of Eifa Paradume. Okay? Get mixed in with 20 pounds of Eifa Makla. Right? Is it conceivable that you touched 95% of what's here? Even according to your cheshbon. Not the part that's touching the table.
Once it's mixed.
Did you touch 95%?
No. If it's a mixture that's inside, one could be inside the other. Maybe you can't touch what's inside the other.
No, again, I'm touching everything.
Okay.
You're just saying there's a part on the table that I'm not touching, correct?
Right.
So I'm saying, let's deduct the part that you can't be touching. Is it possible that you're touching an...
Yes.
And still the Mishnah is saying it's tall. The Mishnah is saying that there is no maga that's tome. The Mishnah is not making a provision that you have to have the type of negiya that if we deduce that which you're not coming into contact with, and that's where the tumah is, you'll be tar. You follow? In other words, the Mishnah is giving a blank halacha. It's not metami b'maga. Not metami b'maga means no matter how you come into contact with this, it's not tome. You're not tome. Which includes the scenario that you came into contact with, if not everything, 95%. Okay? And still the Mishnah's paskening that you're tall. So that's the problem. Flip side, as we said from the beginning, masa could be a case where you didn't pick up everything. You picked up part of it. And the Mishnah doesn't say, well, you have to pick up enough that there's no way you didn't pick up a shear. It's a blank statement that the Mishnah is basically saying, metami b'masa, veini metami b'maga. So all I'm saying is it needs, if we're going to say the tumah is still here, and this is, again, I don't know if the Olam appreciated this last week, but this is a big problem in understanding this. I think that this is what coerced Tosfos to say that when it says Metami B'mas, it's only the Rabbanon. Because he, how could it be, either it is or it's not. If it's awake, then it should be totally in how much you touched and how much you picked up. And David, you're right. It's easier to pick up the whole thing than to touch the whole thing. Nobody's going to argue with that. But both scenarios are possible. You could pick up part of it, and you could touch almost all of it. Or all of it, depending on the situation. Still in all. So that needs clarity. But the point of the Gemara now is that the Gemara is happy. Now, the Gemara is happy by saying that, you know what, the tomb is Kamandi Issa. The tomb is here. And we look at it like the Lagabi Maga, it's bottle barov. As far as touching it, as far as carrying it, it's not bottle.
You said last week the formulation of how you deal with.
Right, that's what we're gonna get. We're gonna get to that. That's what's gonna become clarified now because we're gonna have a much greater difficulty in this sugya. But let's continue. Says the Gemara, Omar Avchizdin Avela Bishchute. If you have a piece of nevela that got mixed up with a piece of shchita, okay? And the shchita is, let's say, two pieces. So the nevela is bottle. And the reason why it's bottle is because EF shel shchuto shetayase nevela. Whatever, the shchuta will never turn into a nevela. Okay? And the nevela, it's bottle. Whatever that, right? The bottom line is the Gemara is being aimed, the fact that you see Nevela's book. You see Nevela's book. Says the Gemara, Nehidah b'magaloy metamah l'tami b'mas, Nevela's tami b'mas. Omo hata Rav Chisda mastit, and you're saying this as Rav Chisda, as a member on its own. Amad Rav Chia mastit, and Anton Rav Chia Nevela shchuta b'teil z'bezu, ve'itmar alo, Omo Rav Yesi Rav Chanin, et tomo l'tami b'magav, l'tami b'mas, l'sein hachanami. Again, we're saying the same thing. It is Tamei B'mas. Says the Gemara V'atanan, coming to our Mishnah, Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Behema Gaso, Sheshofoch Haror Asdam, Harezu Tikover, V'niftarom Min HaBchorah. So it says clearly, Toni Rav Chiyein Metami Loi B'magav Loi B'mas. We had a price at the beginning by the Mishnah that it's not Metami at all. And according to everything you said till now, which is that the tomb is Kamandi Issa, the tomb is here, it's just sleeping, and if you pick it up, you taka tomei b'masa. So why does Rebbe Chiyein say not? Ishtik. He's quiet. Rebbe Yirmiyah said it. Say nechanami. That's it. You got me. Omalei, I have a new pshat. Till now we learned that the reason why the Haroros Dam is not Matami b'nevela is because it's Botel. Now he's giving a new reason. It's a Tumah Srucha. If a Tumah loses its identity because it got degraded, it got spoiled, so the Tumah could go away too. So the Harora, this puddle of blood and the piece of meat that's in it, is actually a Tumah Srucha. And Mele, it's not Tomei Alstat. It's nothing to do. We were learning Bittel Barav. It's true, it's Batel Barav. Batel Barav would only get rid of Tumas Maga and there would still be Tumas Masa. But now it's a Tumas Rucha. Tumas Rucha puts it into a category of its own. We need both sorts, by the way. We need Tumas Rucha to get rid of the Tumah, and we need Batel Barav to get rid of the Bechaira, Kedusha's Bechaira. So therefore, it's Mutter Ba'anoa because it's Batel Barav. It's not Matami because everything is Givalik. Says the Gemara. Amalei, that only works in Ichle Bapada. Doma Tumah Chamura Adlegel. Tumah Kale Adlegel. He holds that in order to be Metame B'masa, it has to be edible. Maga is Ad Sheyifsul Me'achilas Kelev. But Masa, to pick it up, that's Tumah Chamura, that's once a person can eat it. So we're assuming this Chagoras Dam is edible to a behemoth, it's not edible to another. So it makes sense. But, v'adil l'chazi l'gel, Rab Yechon Omar chazu, v'achazu l'kelev. And as long as it's roi l'kelev, it's still metamei, ho'chazi l'kelev. So now if you're going to tell me that the tumah is k'man d'isa d'omeh, it should be metamei. Kashka. It seems from our Gemara that there's no way to get around all of these things. Meaning, if you hold Tumah Commander Lesser Dome, you have no problem. Bottle, done. But if you hold Tumah Commander Issa Dome, then you only have one of two choices. Either you have to say Tumah Srucha, or you have to say Metami B'masa. You can't have both. You can't have that it's not a Tumah Srucha, and it's not Metami B'mas. And it's Keman Isidami. Those things don't work together. Can't have a chasene with those things. Now if you look at Rambam, and that's why we brought down the Rambam seems to be Mizaki Shtori Lebeitche. By Pora Adume, he says clear that it's bottle. But he says it's Metami B'masa. Metami B'masa. He says clearly that it's Metami B'masa, which means that we look at it, Tumah, Kemandi Issa Dome. Right? If it's not Kemandi Issa Dome, it's not Metami B'masa. So the Rambam is paskening Tumah, Kemandi Issa Dome, it's Metami B'masa. So that's the Rambam in Pora Adume. And if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, they outlined the whole thing, but if you look at the end of the Kesef Mishnah, he learns clearly that the Rambam is paskenek asugi. Umasha kosa metame b'masa per shulshi de b'cheres, and that's asugi. Right? Which means, the way the Kesef Mishnah reads the Rambam, and I think there's kamat no other way to learn the Rambam, is the Rambam is paskenek tumah kamandi issa domi, and therefore, even though it's bottle, it's still here, and therefore, if you pick it up, you tome. Listen to this. Now, Hilchos Ovis HaTumah. Next Rambam. Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezayin. Zogt der Rambam. Behemo sheshofo charor hazdam. That's our Mishnah. Af al-pi sheniftar min habechera. Eini mitam eloi b'maga. V'eloi b'masa. Okay, now. That would be okay if the Rambam would say because it's a tumas ruach. That would work. That wouldn't be a contradiction. By Hefa Poro, it's metame b'masa because tumas command the isidome. And over here, the piece of meat is not edible. It's tumas ruach. It's not metame b'masa. But not that. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, Achi Hebot Lufishi B'telo B'roif. Lefiko chitohoiro, afal pisha yisuhu yu legera agavima. Fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says, and there's a reason why the Rambam said it. The reason why the Rambam had to say bittul b'roivir, because the Rambam's in a box. Because he holds tumas rucha, has to be any royal achilas kelv. So he's stuck. He couldn't say that our Mishnah is working out tumas rucha, because he's boxed out. Because he holds that tumas rucha has to be any royal caliph. So he had to learn bittul barov. Which lachar would mean he would have to say tumas command the lesser domain. But then hilchos paradume, he says it is matame b'masa. It's command the isa domain. So this is a very big problem. And that's why I asked the Yerlim to look at this Kilsyankiv, the stipler, who deals with a lot of the raid on this Rambam. Try to answer this Rambam. If you look at Simen Chav Gimel, Kosov HaRambam Zal B'Perek Aleph Me'ev Zatum Me'Aloch Yud Zayin. Nevelu Shinsav B'Shchutim Rov B'Nashchutim B'Teila Nevelu B'Shchutim V'Ena Kol Matam B'Mag Avl Nosa HaKoyel Nitma. And then he quotes the Rambam in Parah Adumah. V'chemoi b'peret ezvom v'loyev v'por shazav v'ev v'maklim v'loyev v'ev v'maklim v'tam v'magah avu v'tam v'mas v'chol v'uzun k'man v'chir stav chav gimu the tumah shabtei l'chav k'man yisad domah tumah still here v'shemachim v'tam v'mas k'ivin ezakol u'ba'aloch asav asav tumah posak v'shav chav asda amin v'tam v'mas v'mas v'shim v'tei l'barov. Harei poisik da'ach shabot leinim et amig amas. V'kshekazmiz, v'tvorov. So the way the stipler understands the answer to this question based on the Rikarkas, he says, if you look at him, he says, v'tiretz b'shem Rikarkas. Really, the way the stipler, this is the stipler's shot in the Rikarkas. He says, the charor asdam shani shabotel bitl gomo. This is really a very, very difficult parish in Bittul Barov. There are those who hold that basically there's a difference between bittul barov by yovish by yovish and bittul barov lach balach. Some hold that bittul barov of lach balach, it's gone, the metzias is gone. It's not just halachically gone, the metzias is gone. Or at least the halachic metzias is gone. It's gone, it's not commandis. And our whole Gemara that says, tumi commandis adome, is only by Yovish. Only by Yovish. And that would be the need in our Gemara. Now again, clearly our Gemara itself doesn't hold that way, because our Gemara ends off with a kasha. Why? If our Gemara really held that way, our Gemara could have said, well, that's the difference between Nevela and our Mishnah. But since the stipler says, since the Gemara didn't really end off with a teyufta, it said kasha, you can answer it. This is the answer. The answer is that lach balach is gone, and yovish b'yovish, the pun of Yisroel, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, in the Dorim, he uses this idea to answer a contradiction. We know a dovish yesh matirim is not bottle. Anything that's going to become mutter tomorrow is not bottle. Right? So the Ran in the Dorim gets a whole lumda shechan, that ganze shtikul Torah. It's not bottle because it's min b'minoi. It's a very creative approach to Ran. He learns that we know Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoi is not bottle. We hold that min b'minoi is bottle. So the Ran wants to say a creative idea. Really, everybody agrees conceptually min b'minoi is not bottle. But we hold, even though these are black, and they taste the same, since this is Yisrael, this is Hetel. So it's not min b'mino. In other words, the machloikas between the Rabbanu and Rabbi Yehuda is the definition of min b'mino. The Rabbanu have more of a liberal approach, or you could say a more conservative approach, what's called min b'mino. They hold, min b'mino means they have to be the same. It's not the same. And therefore it's bottle. Zok Ran. But that's all if the Isser is Isser Kavua. But if the Isser is going off tomorrow, it's a real Min B'minoi. If it's a real Min B'minoi, so it's not bottle. That's the Ran in the door. So come all the Achronim, not just the Panav Shorab, all the Achronim come and they say, what do you mean? It's a Gemara in Be'er. And over there, the Gemara in Be'er says that when you have a bear, right, that gets mixed up with another bear or another 100 bayim, is mukze. It's not bottle because davar sheyesh lo matim. And over there, it's not lach balach. Over there, it's number one. Number two, over there, it's clearly a din of atch tech lanu beisr tech lanu beheter. In fact, the Ran himself says this far over there. Over there, this far is why eat it beisr if you could eat it beheter. So what's going on? So the Panav Shorav says very simple. In Be'er, you don't have to say any creative pshatim. You come onto the regular pshat. Why eat it bitl b'rav, b'isser, if you could eat it tomorrow, when it'll be mutter? But that's all, because over there you're talking about yovish b'yovish, an egg. So there, we have a savara. Why eat it today, b'isser, you could eat it tomorrow, b'etah. But in the Dogam, the Gemara was talking about lach balach. So over there, once it's bottle, it doesn't exist anymore. So we couldn't use the reason of why eat it be'isr today if you can eat it be'heter tomorrow. Because it's be'heter today. So the Ran had to extract this whole new pshat and say, well, it's not even bottle. Because if it would be bottle, it would be non-existent. Because the Gemara in Be'er is talking about yavish be'yavish. There is a simple svara, wait, don't eat it now when the Isser is really here. Wait a day and eat it beheta. But in the Dharm, we're dealing with lach balach, liquids, where it's bottled completely. And then the Isser doesn't exist. So you can't use the svara, ach techlenu be'isser techlenu beheta. So there the Ran had to come on with this idea that it's not bottled at all. This is the Ran's svara. But really, you notice both svaras exist. There's a svar at shetechlan abisr, techlan abaheta. That's one svar. And that svar has its own chumras, sofek the rabbanu l'chumra, has a lot of chumras with it. Then there's another issue. When you have lach balach, where the isra actually disappears, then you have this second svar that the Ran is giving, which is that it doesn't become bottle, and that's what the Ran is saying. That's the svar that he says. Very similar to what the stipel over here is saying from the Rikarkas. That there's a difference. The problem we have is that we just finished saying that Eifa Poraduma is also not Metame when it's just ashes. It's only Metame after you mix it with the water. So it's also Lach Balach. It's also Lach Balach. And over there the Rambam says, Eina Metame B'maga, Avo Metame B'maz. In other words, we said that the Afer can't be talking about just plain ashes. That was the whole rashash. Has to be mixed with water. Right? Because otherwise it's not metame. The Afer paraduma on its own is not metame. So we're talking about with water. So it's vital lach balach. So this is a discussion. The stipler himself performs this. that this is a shtickle problem with trying to learn the Rambam, that it's based on the type of bittul that it is. Obviously, the whole teretz is shver also because our Gemara doesn't entertain that at all. This difference between, you know, lach balach and yovish biyovish. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, now the Gemara just finishes off. Kufa b'vahadah says, tumach hamor ad lager, tumach ala ad lakela, we just said that. And Rabbi Yechonam, chazu v'achazu ad lakela, my time b'hadah, it says, l'yisrech l'gun avela lager, ha'roi lager kori nevela, and roi lager is not an avela, v'idachmut ha'echad esrich ha'meikar, as if it was not roi to begin with. But once it was roi to begin with, it has to become possible for achil eskel. Esrich ha'meikar, l'yisrich ha'kol v'idach, because Avraham Baalma never became roy for tum. Tanana with Rabbi Yankov says, our Mishnah to cover niftar omen abchor omchin and tell him about the homer mishum bittul b'roiv nagubo. My hand mishum bittul b'ro. Tebik lei glois chazikla. It's not roy. The Gemara says honami is chazik leger agavime. It was roy when it was in the womb. It was roy. Tanan Hosom. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says, Tzir Toro. The Tzir of an Am Oretz, as we explained last week, is not Tomei. The Tzir alone is not Tomei because it's not a Mashke. But if it gets mixed up with water, it becomes Tomei. Shanovel Sechimayim Tomei. It's Tomei. Omar Ha'am Avu, as I say, Meres, Nech Shidu Am Oretz, La'arev Mechza B'Tzir. Means we assume it could have up to 50% of water in it. So once you add a little water, it becomes water, water-based. And now it's makabel tumen. Says the Gemara, v'lom li mechza afilu botza mi mechza. L'chari, even half is not bot. Nihi, the puta av le'palgem, palgem le'bot. That's it. That palta, that little bit that fell in, should turn the tide, eima av le mechza. Till close to half. Ibo yisem aloy lo mechza. Very difficult answer. Tumas Amoritz the Rabbon, Tumas Mashke the Rabbonon. It's a shiloh for Goris, these two things. And the Mele, Behu Begozu Rabbonon, Bepagu Pagu Begozu Rabbonon. It's only the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon only gave Tumas Amoritz by here, only by Hoiv, not by Palka Palka. So Marit Al Ghazi here has a whole discussion about this. Okay, I'll leave this because it's going to take too much time. Okay, so now let's try to get clarity. This will also explain to us this last piece where the Gemara seems to say that the tzir, even if it's 50-50 already, 50-50 would not be tome either because it's the Rabbona. Why would that... We don't find a din in Kol HaTerekulin that an Issa the Rabbonin is bottled in 50-50. You need Roiv by the Rabbonin, just like you need Roiv by the Reis. There's no nafkamina between the Rabbonin and the Reis. Okay. So now let's go back and try to coast through what's going on here. Last week, we were holding, by the end of the shir, to be Mevayer, why by behemah, even though the piece of meat is bottle, it's still a lady. That was the main question we had from the previous week, that which was also the achronim, the stipler, and many others. If it's bottle, it's bottle. If the piece is bottle, it's bottle. Then there was no lady. And if there was no lady, then it shouldn't be metamim b'chayim. We made it more complicated by using the Rambam. Where the Rambam said clearly that in order to pater an animal from Bechira, you need that the first one had Kedushas Bechira. Remember, that was the whole Rambam that we had. That's what caused the whole difficulty. So we came up with a simple Yisod. Simple Yisod was, Bittul Baroiv is Takan Anamitzis. It's not Anamitzis. It's Halach Bittul Baroiv. And even if you say we look at it like it doesn't exist, it's also only lahalocha. It's not a mitzias. Mitzias of the tumah is here. Mitzias of the iser is here. And that's actually the reason why I explained this years ago, and I based it on a chiddush from Rav Shimon, Rav Gusman, Zochein Tzadikim Levracha, why the Rambam paskins that Sofek the Rabbonon is Lukula. Right? By all Sfekis, Sofek the Reis is Lukula. It's only Lukhumra mid the Rabbonon, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the whole concept, Sofek the Reis is Lukhumra, is mid the Rabbonon. And the Raivad agrees with the Rambam. In Hilchos Kelayim and Parakiyu, the Rambam says it, and the Raivad says, Omar Avrom Emes Uzeh, Kol HaSfekes Enim Alom Midrabonim. That's like you have to frame the Raivad, it's masking to the Rambam. In Hilchos Ovis HaTumeh, the Rambam says the same thing. He says, any Sofik Tumeh is only the Rabbonim. And the Raivad shreit Chai V'Kayim on the Rambam. He says, what's going on? It's a mistake. He says, Aloi Behed Yomru B'Kama M'Koymes B'Shas, Sofik the Raivad Selechumra. So first of all, as the Noisi Kalem asks, it's a contradiction. In Hilchos Kelayim, he agrees with the Rambam. All of a sudden, Hilchos Tumeh, he disagrees with the Rambam. Secondly, and maybe even as big or bigger of a question, is what's the Raivad's question? He says, Safik deraisa l'chumra. The Rambam knows that. He's just saying that din is the Rabbanah, which is what the Raivad himself said. Emes was there. What's his guy? And the answer I gave was very simple, but again, it was really based on Rav Shemesh Kapis Chiddush, which is that Tumeh is a Metzias. Tumeh is a Metzias, right? So it's like this. When the Rambam said, Sofik deraisa is l'kulu midaraisa, it's only l'chum midarabon. What does the Rambam mean? Does the Rambam mean midaraisa the issue doesn't exist? Or does the Rambam mean that midaraisa you could be mekel? Maybe it exists, but the Torah allows you to gamble. You can do it. There's two different ways to learn. Right? Now, the Raivad feels that absolutely the Isser exists. The Torah is allowing you, you can gamble it. The Torah is saying, even though you don't know if it's Isser or not, you can do it. Midrais. Yeah? But the Isser may be here. Memela, according to the Raivad, that's why the Rabbanon created a din called Sofik Derais al-Khumra. Because they were worried, there is an Isser here maybe. It's true, the Torah allows you to chance it. The Rabbanon said, Zay Machmir. There may be an Isser here. Be Machmir. We don't want you to have Timtum Alev or Timtum Anashome or whatever. We don't want it. Yeah. But if you learn that Sofik Derais is l'kula midaraisa, means the Isser doesn't exist, then there'd be no reason for the Rabbanon to come and say l'chumra. So when the Rambam came in Ovis HaTumah, and he said, kol elu HaTumah is the Rabbanon, midaraisa, the Tumah doesn't exist, the Rambam was saying that the Metzias says that it doesn't exist. The Raivad says that's a mistake. Because if that would be true, then why would the Rabbanon ever say Sofik Deraisa l'chumra? So there's no steer in the Raivad. The Raivad is just pointing out this Nakuda. Tumah is a Metzias. But the truth is that this is what Shemesh Kopp says, that Tumah is different. Truth is, by every Isser you could say like that, unless you say like the Ritva and the Dorim, that all these Surya Torah at the Gavra, there's a Metzias. The Torah said you could go Basar Rav. You could go after majority and you could look at it. You could look at it like it doesn't exist, but it does. Physically, it exists. And that's really the theme of our whole Sugya. Kamandi Isadomi. Tuma Kamandi Isadomi. That's the theme. It's here. Oh. So now it's like this. We said this. Lagabi the Leida, we said there's no problem. Because the Leida has no roif. Because halachic, Metzias wise, the piece of meat is here. Number one. If the piece of meat wouldn't be here, it's true. Metzias, the piece of meat that came out of this behemoth, is here. Now you want to tell me what? Well, there wasn't a birth. There was a birth. Because the birth was only on that piece of meat. The blood that came out with it wasn't a birth. It just came out of the rechem. There's no laid on that. The laid is only on what there's a shame vlad. So there was only a birth on that piece. That was the assertion we had last week. Why there's no contradiction between the fact that it's bottle b'raiv and that there was a laid. There's no contradiction. It's not that we're splitting hairs. It's that, as far as the birth is concerned, the only thing that was created through the birth was that piece of meat. Now, as far as what is the halacha with this mass, that's a different shaila. That's not a shaila about birth anymore. That's a shaila, what's the halacha with this mass? This mass is a roif. It's not a steer at all. It's not like, hey, one second, what are you doing? Roif is a halacha. And because roif is a halacha, there's no contradiction with the roif telling you that as far as the lathe is concerned, we have nothing to do with that. And as far as the mass, avilchus iser tumu tahara, it's roif. It's possible. That's simple. Again, because roif is a halacha, there is no problem at all. It's not even a kvetch. It's logical and it's simple to understand that you can have one thing, one object, one mass, and the roiv will address one aspect of it and won't address the other. And it's not a contradiction because the roiv is never telling you the metzias. It's telling you halacha. It's halacha. Now, we get to Tumas Maga. So this I threw into the mix also last week, but now we'll try to crystallize this nekuda. When you go to Tumas Maga, okay, Tumas Masa, by definition, Tumas Maga and Tumas Masa work differently. This is the point that I couldn't really clarify last week. We'll try now to besiata tishmai to make it more clear. Certain halacha, certain isurei tera, mitzvahs isurim, the ikar is the totsah, the outcome. Okay? Certainly, isurei tere, or mitzvahs, the ikar is the maizah. And there are countless examples and nafkaminas and halachim in all over Shas. All over Shas. You can have a misasik, bachalov and varayas chayef shekein nene. Right? See, even though misasik normally is not chayef. Yeah, but by arayas, it goes by the totsah of the hanor. And if the bottom line is your body had a hanor from an erva, you're high of a carbon. Even though you're lacking in the action, you didn't know what you were doing, and ordinarily that would be insufficient to mechayev you for a chatas. You can make a shliach. Well, it depends. If the ikar is the goof, you can't make a shliach. It's for shem goof. Goof has to experience that. If the ikar is the toitzah, like Trumas and Maestras and Kedushin, and, right? The Iker is the outcome. You could make a Shlich. See? V'chohena, v'chohena, v'chohena rabbis. Now, there's a difference between Tumas Maga and Tumas Masa. Tumas Maga, by definition, is the pu'ula. The act, the contact. That's the Tumas Maga. Right? Coming into contact with a particular thing, that's the Tumas Maga. So it's the Negiya that creates the Tumah. Right? Then there's something called Tumas Masa. Masa literally means the thing is, there's an outcome here. The thing is being held up via me. I'm causing the Tumah to be elevated. It's the Teitzah. I'm facilitating. You know, by a contact sometimes, I'm facilitating a contact. It's the Maisa. By Tumas Masa, there's a totsoh. And that's why I don't need contact and I have to create a situation where the thing is being lifted up because of me. I'll give you an example. Hagbor. Okay? So the Rishonim talk about the case where you want to be kind of an elephant, Hagbor. Obviously, it's not so gishmak to be kind of an elephant, Hagbor. It's not so lamaising. One of the cases is you picked up Chavile Izmeres. You pick up some elephant food, and the elephant jumps up to get the food, and it's off the ground because of you. That would be an extreme example. Okay, that wouldn't work by Tumah. I'm just giving you an extreme example where there's a Toitzah. You're causing that Toitzah. Sometimes like this. When we're dealing with Tumas Masa, okay, so the contact is not the Shaila. The shaila is not the contact. The shaila is the outcome. Okay? Outcome. In outcome, something being lifted up doesn't need to be identified. You don't need precise identification for that type of a thing. It has to be lifted up. I don't have to identify where it is. I never have to identify where it is. I just have to come out and say, well, this was lifted up because of you. You caused this thing to be lifted up. Your power, your force caused this to be lifted up. Fine. In that area, where the tumah is, okay, is not relevant. You don't need a precise identity. All you need is to be able to say that this is the kind of a tumah that could be lifted up because of you. And that there's no volume that will take it out of that category that it can't be lifted up because of you. Therefore, Roiv doesn't come into play over there. Roiv only comes into play when it's being called in. You understand? Roiv comes when there's a battle here and we have to decide what's the halach of this. We don't have to decide now where the Isser is. Because the tumah, as long as it's being lifted up because of you, wherever it is, that's enough. So klapi maga masa, Roiv doesn't come into the picture. The reason why it doesn't come into the picture because the identity doesn't necessitate it to come into the picture. If it's not here at all, again, if it's not here at all, then Roiv doesn't come into the picture either.
No, that Roiv makes it.
But Roiv only makes something not here when there's a crisis. There's an identity crisis. What do we have? Is it this or is it that? I don't need it to be this or that. This or that is only when I have to identify where that is. Where is it? Not if it's here. Not if it's here. Where it is. Then Roiv comes in and says, well, it's not here, it's not here. So Roiv kicks in. Roiv kicks in. Once Roiv kicks in, it could tell you halachically we treat it like it's not here. But again, Roiv only comes into play where it's being called in. And it's only being called in where the identity has to be specific. The Isser requires an identity specification. And that's Maga. Maga is where did you touch? It's not that this was lifted up because of you. Where did you touch? Where did I touch? There's a Roiv. That's Emamela Kalapi, that is Aloch of Roiv. Masa is similar to Behema Sheshofach HaRazdam. Masa is similar to Behema Sheshofach HaRazdam. Kalapi that, there's no Bitl Barov. The Bitl Barov doesn't come into play. So therefore, what I'm explaining to you is that Bitl Barov would work. And if it would have been called in by Masa, there wouldn't be Tumas Masa either. But it doesn't even get called into the room. By Tumas Masa, we never called Roiv into the room. If it would have gotten called into the room, and there would have been a halach of Roiv, then you wouldn't have been Tomei. Because even though Tumah commandees is Tomei, who cares? Halachically, we don't look at it. So it's here, it's not here, who cares? Halachically, we ignore it. Because that's what Roiv tells you. Yeah? But Roiv only tells you to ignore something when the Roiv has been called in to Paskinois. What I'm telling you is that by Masa, the Roiv was not called in. Okay? I think this point now is clearer than it was last week, but now we're going to go. Now, if this is clear, now we'll be able to go to the punchline to finish off the sugya. It's like this. That point, is this point so far clear? Okay. That point that I'm telling you is not simple. Meaning, just like we had when you have, you know, Roiv, and yet dealing with two things, one where there's a din of Roiv, like Mammon. Ain't Hochem a Mammon Acha Roiv, but by Isser you go Bas Roiv. What do you do when they're working in conflict? Right? What do you do? Now we know that sometimes we say, well, once it's Kepaskint, it's Kepaskint. Right? It's Kepaskint. Now, Ain't a isur chal al isur, right? If you have it vasachas, it is chal, right? There's a difference between when something comes in the picture. Now, this is what I want to explain to you. When do we have a right to say that the roiv comes in and it only comes in for maga and it doesn't come in for masa? That's only because when the roiv knocked on the door, there were already two questions. Question number one, how do we treat tumah chamura of masa? Question number two, how do we treat the tumah kala of maga? So Roiv was brought in when there were two shilas, maga and masa. So right away Roiv says, okay, look, I deal with maga, that's my department. Masa's not my department. Because masa doesn't need to be identified. Masa's mixed here, there's masa. I don't deal with masa. Masa's out of the picture. I deal with maga. That's what I deal with. That's all. Now, that's Bamedvaram Amurim. When the Roiv came into being, there were two shilas. We were able to take the Roiv and say, you know what, Roiv? You're wearing two hats. Lagabi maga, there's a din of Roiv. Lagabi masa, there's not a din of Roiv. And then from now, Achiovi Goyel Tzedek, there's going to be two halachas here. Lagabi maga, it's bottle below. Lagabi masa, it's not bottle below. But what happens if the Roiv Paskin does something outside of the realm of Tumah, when it wasn't even a Geyah to Tumah? The Roiv Paskin identity. Now already, it's very, very logical to say, we don't now say, well, let's try to take Roiv now and see, well, how does it work with this? When the Roiv Paskin does, the Roiv didn't have a limitation. Because there weren't different departments. The Roiv came in with a bank. See, over here, the Roiv knocked on the door. There were two customers, Maga and Masa. They're both waiting for a Psak Haloch. So Roiv comes in. Lagabi Masa, there's no din of Roiv. Lagabi Maga, there is din of Roiv. So there, it's simple. We say, okay, so Lagabi Maga, there's a bit of a love. Lagabi Masa, no, the middle of the cult too. It's gone. Right. Finished. But when you're dealing with a din of roiv that kicked in, when at the time that it kicked in, there weren't different departments. There was only one shaila and lagabi that we passed in roiv. And now roiv gave us a halachic identity. Now, it's no longer difficult to say that that identity would hold true. Even though it's addressing now an issue that maybe to begin with we wouldn't have given it in life. And that has countless examples in Shas. Not in Roiv Grada, but in other areas. Huchsak has countless examples. So I'm telling you very simple. When the piece of meat which was in the womb and was coming out, and it was already in the Rechem, and already had potential Kedushas Bechor, and as we explained, not only did it have potential Kedushas Bechor, it actually had Kedushas Bechor. In the womb, it already had Kedushas Bechor. At that point, that's the whole stipler, really, at that point it became Bottle Bechor. Meaning, that piece of meat went from being a Chaticha de Yisura, from being a piece of meat that's Osabana, to being Mutabana, because it became Uruv with the blood. And now, halachically, that piece of meat lost its identity. At that point, it was balua. There was no din of tumah v'tahara. There was no any halachas. It wasn't like the roiv was addressing. The roiv was only addressing issur v'heter. The roiv already at that point created a status that as it came into the world, there was no kedushas bechor. Okay? And the Mela, the Tumah now is not Negeya, not the Maga is Negeya, and not the Masa is Negeya, because the Bittel that was Chal was beyond the Halachas of Tumah. And in that world that the Bittel Barov was engaging, Tumah V'Tahara wasn't even an issue. Halt the Rambam, that in that case, again, the stipler holds that in the Marikakas, that since the Gemara blight by Akasha, means that you could say a teretz, you could say a mahalach. But this already we'll get to Mitzvah Hashem next week, a moko to the Rambam. But the first thing is to understand what he's saying. What he's saying is that the identity of this piece of meat is already gone before it was relevant, not to maga and not to mas. Now already it's any mitam, it's patela. When does of the Rambam even brings in agavimoy, because really we're going back to the womb. The whole shaila here was in the womb already. When it was a tumah b'lua, when there was no din of tumah v'tahara at all. There was no din tumah v'tahara, period, at that point. At that point, it was already bottle. Because you need to have a bittle before to decide that this is not a, that there's no kedushas b'chayra. There's a potential kedushas b'chayra. But there's no isra of b'chayra that comes in. Memela now, there's no tumas maga, there's no tumas masa. If I would have had a piece of meat, this is what I want to tell you. If I would have had a piece of meat of Bukhara that came out of this animal, and it would have got mixed up with dam, roiv dam, then the Rambam would have paskind, metame b'masa avalei metame b'maga. But that's not what we have here. By efer makle, that's what we have. We have efer of Paradumi with Smetame. We have Eifer Tor. Now they get mixed up. Right now, today, at this moment that I want to introduce Roiv, there are two shilas. Maga, Masa. The halacha is, Lagabi Maga, Bottle Barov. Lagabi Masa, not Bottle Barov. It has a split identity. You can't say, well, it already got its identity. It didn't get its identity. Because right now, when you want to trigger an identity, you have an identity split. It's an antagonist. This is androgynous. Simple. Just like today, Loyalenu, it's Taka Negea. If you would take a Zoho, that's already a Zoho. Right? Or in a cave, that's already in a cave, and try to insert Simone Zchorim, you won't change the identity. Halachically. Halachically, it's in a cave. Heintike Zeiten, it's Negea. Right? You can't take a zocho to change the identity. But if the child comes out of the womb with these two simonim, he is an androgynous. And it could be a belly of bifnei atzmai. That's mamish what we're dealing with here. Here you have something that became bottle barov. Now it's bottle barov, period. The bittle barov had no limitation because as it kicked in, there was no conflicting elements. By Eifer Makle, with Eifer Paraduma, there was a conflicting element. Avada, that's all. There is Kedushas Bukhara. The in as it goes through the Rechem, and which, by the way, it's considered Tumah B'lua till it emerges. Lagabi Bukhara in the Rechem has Kedushas Bukhara. So, stam, there's a timing discrepancy. But the truth is that before it enters the Kedushas Rechem, we have to decide, are we going to be Makadosh, this, what's coming, as it's coming out, right, as it's going through the Rechem, which is a Tumah B'lua until it comes out. So at that point, there's an identity that's sealed on this. And that identity is without contradiction. All I'm saying is, you have to have, in order to say a split identity, you have to have a Taruvus. Over here, the Noilud B'taruvus is working to our favor. Over here, the Noilud B'taruvus is working to our favor. Because it was born this way, and at that point, the identity was sealed, so now we don't revisit it and say, well, what about this? What about that? The identity was sealed. And this, by the way, this answers all the kashas. It answers why the Rambam didn't, nowhere in Ovis HaTumah, he gave us every indication, Tumah Kamand Isadomah. The only time where the Rambam said this din bittul barov in a wholesome way is over here by Behema. Because here's where it was born like this. It was born with an identity. Now, the only thing left that I want to mevarer, Belina, the next week, the beginning of the Shia, before we move on, because we're going to go weiter, just to be mevarer, a moker to the Rambam. where the Rambam got this Svara, we can work it out. Where's the Amoka to this, the where the Rambam get it, Lamaisa? Now we understand it, but where did he get it from? That needs clarity. Where he got it from? Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, because the later there was no later on the other stuff. The other stuff doesn't exist.
Right, but as far as the taruvus goes, there's no taruvus here. It started off.
Exactly. I tried to reach you a bunch of times.
I know. Because
I forgot I have all these burgers, Bruce. I have to say, mouth. I didn't go.
I have to go also, I guess. I do. I don't know if I'm also.
So what I figured was I'll call you after that.
No, I'm not around. I'm going. I'm
going to you. Oh, you're leaving? Yeah. All right, so
tomorrow.
Well, tonight if you're still in one piece.
I'm not in one piece. Really, I can't even call. I'm kidding.
What?
Where's the Prince?
By the way, they texted you the...
They seem
to say it's a complication.
Thank you.